The Mississippi River has been at flood stage for months. Levees and spillways keep most homes and businesses safe and dry from the river's floodwaters, but it creates headaches for levee districts and industries like oil and gas and fisheries. This week on the Coastal News Roundup, WWNO coastal reporter Travis Lux went to find out how the river creates problems we can't always see. WWNO's Tegan Wendland got the details.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, Tegan.
So the river can be kind of out of sight, out of mind, right? We know it's there, but unless we're crossing over it on a bridge or something, we don't really know what it's up to. So you went out this week to find some ways in which a high river affects the state.
Yeah, and I think it kind of breaks down into about three categories of impacts: government, economics, and then the environment.
Okay, let's get to it. Start with government. How does the state, local parishes, levee districts, how do they deal with a high river?
So for starters, there's lots of dredging. When the river gets high, it brings a lot of sediment with it, and so the Army Corps steps up its dredging and keeps the river clear. And then there are the levees, which need to be inspected. So the Corps and the local levee districts are out there every day inspecting them.
They're looking for leaks, seeps, anything that could compromise the strength of those levees.
Exactly, yeah. So crews are driving up and down the levee looking for leaks or seepage, barges that might be parked too close to one another, too close to the levees, or maybe someone's digging too close to the levee.
Right, which is why the Army Corps limits construction and development anywhere near the levees when the river's up this high.
Yeah, so you basically can't do any digging within 1,500 feet of the river, which that may not seem like a big deal, but it can certainly cause headaches for certain projects. For example, the City of New Orleans has a number of projects that are on hold because of this high river. A lot of them are road paving projects, but there's a really big one, the Bourbon Street resurfacing project. That's on pause until the river drops down a little bit lower.
And then, of course, there's the economic impacts. You talked with someone from the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association about how high water affects shipping and oil production.
Yeah, I talked to President Tyler Gray. So he and Louisiana Mid-Continent represent oil and gas interests in the state, including a lot of those refineries between Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
A refinery operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when you have these delays or changes in receiving a product or exporting or moving product out through the Mississippi River, that you will have delays that cause the cutting of rates, you know, which have a, you know, affect the refinery's bottom line.
Ships slow down, so the refineries slow down, which means less money for them. Less money for shipping interests, and also less money for ports.
And then, of course, there are the environmental impacts of a high river. So what's happening in the lake and the marshes and bays, especially when spillways are opened and some of that fresh Mississippi River water is diverted?
Okay, yeah. So for one, you can get these algae blooms in Lake Pontchartrain. All that fresh water has nutrients in it, and if the conditions are right, that can cause algae to grow. And when that algae dies, it can suck the oxygen out of the water, and that can kill fish.
And what about the fisheries? Shrimp, oysters, they all like salty water. So all this fresh river water must change their habitats.
Yeah, so I talked about this with Patrick Banks, who works for the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. And he says that for most species, it's not a huge deal.
For the most part, our fisheries go through a period of displacement where they simply move to more conducive areas. And that typically works just fine for the vast majority of our fisheries. The exception, of course, is oysters.
So oysters can only survive in fresh water for a certain period of time or else they die. That's a problem because they're stuck in place, they don't move, so there's been an effort to relocate many of them.
And the water's been high for a long time this year. It's also the third time in 4 years that the Corps has had to open the Bonnie Carey spillway to avoid flooding the city. We could continue to see high water events like this in coming years, and officials might need to take that into consideration in the future.
Yeah, that's another story, though.
One that we'll hopefully dig into in the future. Thank you, Travis Lux, WWNO Coastal Reporter.
Thanks, Deegan.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.